Hello, and this is Mrs. Paranormal. It is Saturday afternoon, 1:06 Wisconsin time. Hope everybody's doing great and you had a great week. Whether you're retired or you're working, like I said, like me, Monday through Friday, pretty much 8.5 hour days. And yes, it is a Saturday of all times for me doing a podcast, right? Well, tomorrow I'm not going to be able to do it. There's no way. And then Monday, I'm back to my normal shift. So I've got some spare time right now. So I thought I'd do the podcast. And guess what, guys? I'm on iHeartRadio now. Yay! I didn't know, but I guess I had to do some research, and you just go to their link and you put in my URL or my RSS feed, whatever you want to call it. And I guess then all of a sudden I got the email, hey, congratulations, your podcast is now on iHeartRadio. Yay! So other than that, I think I'm on like a Cashbox, obviously Spotify, Anchor, iHeartRadio. And there's a few others that I think show up too. Anyways, I thought that was pretty cool. I'm on our iHeartRadio. Never thought I'd ever be there. and thank you guys. I got a couple more new followers. So thank you everybody who's listening to me. I appreciate you. Today in Glenbeulah, Wisconsin, is the paranormal, what the hell do they call it? Paracon, I think they're calling it. Anyways, remember when I told you guys I would do tours at the Sheboygan Asylum? Well, it's Craig and Melissa. They're the ones who are doing the Paracon in Glenbeulah. They have a school that they bought that had been vacant for years on end, and they're saying that it's haunted and activity and so on and so forth. So it was supposed to be a big deal. I know the tickets sold out faster than I was expecting. Otherwise, I wanted to go. Jason and Sherry were there. I think they were there either yesterday, or today. What's his name? Adam Berry is there. And there's a whole bunch. I think Shane Pittman's there too. I don't remember. Anyway, so that was going on this weekend. And again, I honestly, guys, I didn't think the tickets were going to sell that fast. And they sold fucking fast. So, and not a lot of people were reselling them like they do at the asylum. So, well, maybe next year if they have a big enough turnout this year and they make it, and they come back next year, I'll probably buy the tickets early. So we'll see how that goes. So that's going on here in Wisconsin. What else is going on? Not much. Sheboygan Asylum's tours are still going on. I haven't done a tour there, in about a year and a half maybe. So those are still going on. If you remember, I did one in May. I purchased a ticket to go. Because I have to say that their prices are not as bad as what I remember. But now it's only like $67 to go on a 3-hour tour. That sounds like Gilligan's Island, right? So yeah, if you guys are in Wisconsin, check it out. I think they said they still have openings for like probably October, November, and then they stop, I think, after that for several months because it gets too cold because there's no windows and doors and it's too cold. So yeah. What else? I think Diana went off a couple nights ago because I remember seeing like red through my eyelids. I'm like, what the hell? And then when I opened my eyes, nothing was happening. But I keep communicating with her to talk to me. So no go yet. House has been quiet. Nothing that I can go, what the hell is that? It's actually warm today, you guys. It's like 72, and that's warm for us. But I think they called it an Indian summer because it gets warm in September. So, yes, I am home right now. So you're going to hear the cars flying by like usual. Not much I can do. So, I'm not going to give you my email, but my Facebook page is Wisconsin Investigators of the Supernatural. For all you new listeners, if you haven't heard, I've been a paranormal investigator since 2010, and I'm still currently an investigator. I'm just not as active as I used to be. No biggie. My friend Nikki, she is at the Glenbeulah thing today, I think this weekend. I don't know if Sarah's there or not. And then Craig and Melissa are obviously there. I don't know who else I know that is there. That I personally know. Where like if they saw me, they'd recognize me, kind of a no. So, kind of wanted to be doing an investigation, but it was actually humid yesterday. It was sucked. I hate humidity, you guys. What else? I'm trying to think of anything else. News going on. News going on. Getting the bug to investigate. Obviously, it's because of the weather. Like I've said before, it's the cool temperatures. The trees are actually changing leaves already. That there's a tree out front of my house that's literally, you guys, the color of the Green Bay Packers. Not shitting you. It's green and yellow. when it starts to change. It's half, it's literally like half and half. It's pretty cool. But yeah, so I'm getting in the mood to investigate. I don't know, probably just at the house here. I'm so exciting, aren't I? I'm such an adventurous. Woo, I'm going to investigate my house. Oh, I was trying to... Oh, I know. About a week ago or so, I have the Ouija. You know, I have a couple of them. So I put my fingers on it, and I know it's always so, like, really slippery. Like, to me, it's like, it moves... If you, like, twitch your elbow, or if you, like, jerk your shoulder, it moves the Ouija. Okay? And it was really slippery, so I asked my friend Michael, who is the psychic, and I think his Facebook page is... Oh, my God, I forgot again, you guys. Tarot by Michael. I don't remember. Anyways, so I told him this. He goes, what do you mean it's slippery? We're chatting. And I said, it's slippery when I put my fingers on it. It's so freaking slippery. It moves. It's literally so easy to move. It's crazy. He goes, well, maybe it's not that. He goes, maybe it's your energy that's making it so slippery to move. I'm like, oh, ah, I see. Nothing happened. I asked the Ouija because I had the Ouija propped up and then I had it laying down. So I was asking, would you prefer to stay propped up or laying down? And he, of course, Michael, said that they prefer to lay down so they can communicate with you better. So haven't touched it since because I don't know. To be honest, I don't know what I would ask. I really don't know what I would ask the Ouija. I don't know. I got no questions. Isn't that strange? There's no one from my past and my parents that I say, hey, are you guys still here? There's really no one that I'm in a desire need to contact. Is that weird? Also, what did you guys think of the tarot that I did? Oracle deck. Did any of that resonate with you guys? Hands? Bing, bing, nothing? Okay, fine. So today, like I said, I have a little bit of time. Then I go head out by Amanda by her. She's at the campground. And we're going to do the horses tomorrow and all that stuff. So, Oh, what else? Oh, I know I was going to tell you guys before I get into the stories. And they're stories I've never read. I did have to review them, you guys, because it said 2022. And I want to make sure I didn't recognize the caption or the first couple sentences. And I didn't recognize any of them. So, they're good to go. I bought, for my bathroom, a Halloween scene shower curtain. I've been wanting to do that for years, you guys. For years, I'm like, you know, I got a little bit of money in my Walmart card. Not a lot, a little, you know, and it was only like less than $20, but it's going to be fucking cool when I put that thing in my shower curtain. I'm going to be so excited. And I'm slowly starting to decorate. I'm getting the downstairs done. It's just a bitch sometimes to go up and down the stairs from the basement, upstairs, blah, 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 right? I wish I had a pulley system. I could just like, but I guess I'd still have to go downstairs to fill up the pulley, huh? Psh, it's pointless. So I'm waiting for that to come. And then every night for the next week, I have got to get my butt in gear and just start decorating. That's going on with me. That's it. I guess I shall go on with these stories. I'm not going to give you my email because I've said it out 1,000 times before. Okay, recording light is on. Let's go. This is, and there's ads on this page. I'm afraid if I do reader, it's going to screw it up, so. Sorry if I keep yawning. I swear, I've had my Dunkin'. It's BuzzFeed. People who have lived in haunted houses are sharing their creepy stories, and my blood just went cold. Sorry. Pop-ups. Don't you just hate that? You're getting emails and texts a lot. First one is called The Dog, the Canvas, and the Cross. All right. Well, my husband and I moved into a townhouse in June. It's directly in front of a cemetery with very little space between, maybe like 100 feet. Right away, we knew something was off. Now, our normally very easygoing dog was barking more often. He was terrified to go in the bathroom, and he would stare down the hallway as if he was watching someone or something. About a month after we moved in, I was sitting in the living room, and when suddenly a canvas with a picture of us attached came flying off a tall shelf. It landed about 5 feet out from the wall. None of the vases or anything else on the shelf had moved. Now, maybe 2 weeks after that, a huge jug of laundry soap fell off a shelf in the closet out of nowhere. I'd also been hearing the sounds of things dropping on the floor and knocking on the door ever since we moved in. We recently hung a cross up and the strange activity seemed to have stopped. Okay. All right. Guess it doesn't like crosses. Too much new. Next one. The two old ladies. I used to hear weird noises coming from the walls in this old house we lived in probably about 12 years ago. I could swear these two old ladies were arguing in the room next door, no matter what room I was in. Also, things would go missing and randomly turn up in weird places, like glasses in the shoe cabinet, pans in the lounge, etc. But I wasn't too spooked. Then one night, I heard an almighty scream and ran to my sister's room thinking she was hurt. Turned out, every light bulb upstairs was smashed except for the one lamp in the hallway. I spoke about hearing voices in the house, and my sister said she had heard the same. We both wrote down who we thought it was and swapped papers. Lo and behold, we both wrote two old ladies. Ooh, good idea. I like that. About a year after we moved out, we found out two old women were murdered there, and the landlord never told us. Oh, shit. Shit. Number 3. When in Scotland. I rented an Airbnb in Naran, Scotland, with two of my friends. The house was a cute two-story standalone, but it was small. The neighbor's house were close, but were still separate by a small garden. When we arrived, I told my friends I wanted to shower. They said they are going to the little grocery store to get food for their stay. So I said goodbye, locked the door behind them, and went upstairs to shower. When I got out of the shower, I heard someone singing and music being played over radio. I thought my friends had come back, so I shouted down the stairs that I'd be down in a minute. The singing stopped, but I didn't get any other responses. Well, I went downstairs and realized nobody was home. Now, my friends had not come back, and it was March, and the windows were firmly closed because it was so cold. So it wasn't like I was hearing the neighbors. I walked into the kitchen, and I heard someone walking around upstairs. I was the only person in the house at the time. Now, I felt like someone was standing behind me, so I freaked out a little and sat on the couch with my back to the wall. My friends came back about 5 minutes later, and I told them what had happened. The rest of the trip, it felt like someone was watching me, and I had non-stop anxiety and bad dreams. Aw, that's too bad. Way to go if you're on vacation, right? All right, next one. Number 4, Zoe. My parents bought an apartment about 30 years ago, that they say has been weird since the beginning. Strange noises, footsteps in the empty rooms, things falling down for no reason, you name it. One Christmas, we were missing... messing with the Ouija board, and someone named Zoe came and started to answer our questions. Well, that night, our Christmas tree fell down as if someone pushed it. Later, my mom asked a neighbor who had lived there before us. Turned out, there used to be a woman named Zoe. Ta-da! My mom's old friend. I grew up in the same small town that my parents were raised in. When my brother and I were little, we even lived in the house next door to the house my mom grew up in. When my mom was a little girl in the 60s, she'd see people coming into her house every night. They pulled up in an old car, and next thing she knew, they'd be inside. They never did anything aggressive. They just opened cupboards and drawers to look. I'm confused, you guys. My mom would see the reflection from the light in the fridge when it opened it, and she could hear them playing around on my grandma's piano. Almost a potato. My grandparents didn't believe her at first, but this happened for close to a year. My grandpa finally came to believe that something wasn't right. So he walked through the house with a candle and said a prayer to the people stop coming after that. He walked around the house with a candle and said a prayer. The people stopped coming after that. 20 years later, we moved into the house next door. My brother's room looked into my mom's old bedroom from across the fence. Creepy, you guys. Every night, he'd wake up screaming that people were looking in his window. He was only 2 years old, but the people he had described are the same ones who used to visit my mom's house when she was little. Wow, they didn't go away very far, did they? They came back. Number 6, the Cape Cod rental. I love cod. I haven't had cod in a long time. I know it's not good for you, but I still like cod. Beer battered. Not necessarily beer battered. Not beer battered. Panko? Panko battered is still freaking good. All right, sorry. Now, I typically don't believe in the paranormal, but I had a rental experience that still creeps me out. Now, over a decade ago, I got a winter rental in a small Cape Cod beach house with a friend. In the short time we were there, several things had happened to us, convincing us it was haunted. Things like DVDs would seemingly toss off our tables and counters. We sometimes heard weird noise in the attic. The weirdest of them all was that our interior doors had latches that made them hard to open, and they were several times they would inexplicably fly open. I don't know. I didn't get nothing out of that one. Number 7, the cat and the door handle. My grandparents owned this old house in Victoria, BC. After they both passed away, my dad and stepmom moved into the house, and a few years later, I left Alberta and went to live with them. Well, my mom always knew there was something weird in that house, but my dad wasn't fazed by it. The second week I was living there, I was laying in bed reading, and my cat suddenly started hissing and growling at the closed bedroom door. She never in all the years I've had her hiss or growl at anything. Immediately afterwards, the handle of my door started to violently jiggle as if someone was trying to get in. I'd never been so scared in my life. Odd things happened here and there, but that was the most sinister thing of all. Well, didn't you open it to see who it was? Number 8, the little boy in overalls. When I was like 5 years old, my parents bought this huge old house in a small town. We only lived in the house for about 5 months before it unexpectedly burned down. Now, when we first moved in, it was a two-story creaky old house. I remember feeling uncomfortable there and didn't understand why. I always made sure to stay with someone, and I was never alone. Around 2 weeks before it burned down, I did see a dark shadow walking through the hallway outside my bedroom. Needless to say, I was pretty damn terrified. After the house burned down, my stepdad still wanted to make use of the property. So he built a one-story home. I still felt weird vibes from the new house, but it was not as intense as the old one was. My family members and I all had experiences from that land. One night, when I was only 7 or 8 years old, I woke up, looked straight ahead, and saw a little boy wearing white shirts and overalls. We made eye contact, and then he disappeared. Fast forward 10 years later, my younger nephew was having problems sleeping. We talked to him to figure out why he was reacting the way he was, and he explained that there was a little boy wearing a white t-shirt and overalls who kept bothering him and wanted to play. He even said the boy would pretend to shoot at him as if they were playing cops and robbers. In that moment, my blood ran cold. I had never told anyone about my experiences before. How would a kid know what overalls are? You know, how would he say, "You guys got a white cap on overalls"? A lot of people don't even know what overalls are. You know what I mean? They don't know. That's very interesting, though. Number 9, the sea captain and his wife. My best friend lived in a haunted house. It was in a beach town, and the story was that it'd been owned by an old sea captain and his wife. And he had gotten lost at sea, but the wife lived there the rest of her life. When they bought the house, it had a few weird quirks to it, and my friend's family figured she must have just been a kind of weird old lady. For instance, every door in the place had locks. One of the bedrooms had a walk-in closet that had an extra door that led to the sunroom, like an escape route. You could only get out of the bedroom that way, but not in. It was weird. Weird things happened there, too. My friend's mom would come home and hear a man in the pantry, only to find the house completely empty. Lights would go on and off randomly. Doors would creak open and shut on their own. It had cold spots. People would feel someone touching them. They were slowly renovating it for years and would hear things fall, only to rush to the room and find everything was in its place. Their dog would randomly growl and bark at who knows what. And once they finished the renovations, that all seemed to stop. Still, 20 years later, and 12,000 miles away, I still have spooky dreams about that house. Interesting that the activity stopped after the renovations. Because, you know, I'm sure you guys have heard a thousand times that energy picks up if you're doing renovations because the spirits or whatever are not happy with what's going on. Interest, right? The colonials? The colonials, number 10. I asked my boyfriend once if he had ever seen a ghost, and he said he had as his childhood home was built in the 1800s. And I got excited and asked him for any stories, and he said once he woke up and saw people dressed in colonial-style clothes. He told them to go away, but they didn't until he turned on the light. To this day, he refuses to tell me any more stories, but he often goes to sleep with the light on. I think he just got used to doing that. Those are good stories. Shall I continue? I got about 10 minutes left. Whoop! Oh, crap. Okay. Whew. The shovel. Eeks. That's not a good way to start a sentence. It was my first apartment. I had just had a baby. I'd heard rumors from our neighbors that a guy had died by suicide in the basement, but I didn't believe them until one night when I was doing laundry. I hated that basement. I hated being alone in that apartment. Well, one day I was walking up from the basement when I fell on my face on the cement stairs. I told my husband that it felt like somebody had pushed me. He tried to convince me that nobody was downstairs with me until 3 weeks later it happened to him. Now, we spoke to a neighbor who had lived there for about 20 years at the time, and she said the guy who died was a mean drunk who had problems with everybody. I'd asked her if he moved away or died by suicide, and she said he did kill himself, but it wasn't in the basement. It was in our living room. Yee. We had moved in that April, and I guess the guy had died by suicide late December. We just always had that creepy feeling, and we moved out about 6 months later. The viewing, number 12. You see the picture that they post with these guys, you guys? It's funny. My family went to tour a house for sale when I was young. It was an old, gorgeous house, but my mom got a weird feeling on the second floor. She said it was cold and just felt off. Then the feeling intensified as we were walking up the stairs to the attic. She made us kids stay downstairs while she went up there. We didn't buy the house, and to this day, my mom claims it was haunted. She said the spirits that was there wasn't a friendly one, and she lived in another haunted house before, so she knew what she's talking about. Number 13, the noisy neighbor. After my first year at university, I moved out of the dorms and into some different housing. One of the older complexes had much lower rent, so I decided to look there. Well, I had heard rumors that these apartments were haunted since I'd arrived on campus, but I figured the rumors had to do with the fact that it was right next to a cemetery. So, the next semester, I moved in, and everything was going really well. Nothing happened for the first couple of months, so I just figured I was right, and all the rumors were because of the cemetery. Well, this changed, though, because it was getting close to the midterms, and I ended up coming back late a few times and noticed the strangest things. The apartment at the end of the hall was vacant, but I could see shadows of someone walking in front of the window. They would walk back and forth, waving an arm like they were talking on the phone. It lasted for a while until they walked out of view and didn't come back. Initially, I shrugged it off like, you know, it's me, no big deal, not realizing that I had a very quiet neighbor. Now, this kept happening for a while, and that's when the noises began. I can hear someone talking in that apartment, never anything that could clearly be made out, but enough of cadence was recognizable as one half of a conversation. Sometimes it was a man and sometimes it was a woman, but it never quite seemed to be the same person. There were also constant thuds as if furniture was being moved around. My neighbor who lived right next to this apartment asked me one morning if I had seen our other neighbor heading out, and as she wanted to ask them to keep it down at night. I told her I heard people talking, but never seen them. We reported the noise to the building manager. Well, the next morning, the building manager showed us that not only was it vacant, but it had no furniture at all. How do you describe that? I mean, how would you handle that? You know, like, I don't know. pretty cool. All right. Oh, what else? I am running out of time here slowly. Number 50. I skipped one because the other one's a little long. I'm going to try to keep this at 30 minutes and that's it. Sorry. Is it already 1:30? Jesus Christ, time goes by fast. Number 15. Charles and the Fire. My aunt lives in a house where a family once died inside a fire. My oldest cousin, whose room was in the basement, would have horrifying nightmares about a man named Charles with glowing red eyes and no face. He got so scared he crawled into the corner of his room crying. He was 20 years old. Oh, shit. Okay, one more. The Black Mask, number 16. There were two presences I felt in my bedroom during my teens. One had a good vibe, like a protector, and the other did not. One night when I was 14, I woke up to something hovering over my face like a staticky black mass with a mouth. Good Lord. Its mouth being the only discernible feature, it stayed there for about 5 minutes as I lay perfectly still, trying not to breathe and quietly making peace with Jesus. And then it slunk to the end of my bed, lingered, and finally disappeared. I didn't sleep for weeks. Aww. Wow, there's a whole bunch more here. There's a whole bunch here more, guys. Well, there's more than I thought there was. So anyways, this podcast is going to be less than 30 minutes because, like I said, I got stuff to do and stuff like that. So those were good stories. I have never read any of those. Not a one. So I will try and pick up at number, what did I say, 16 was the last one. I think I saw that it goes up to 23. Excuse me. And I think next Sunday should be back to normal. Pardon me. If not, I can always try and do the podcast on a Saturday again. So, you guys know the drill. I'm not going to give you my email. But it's Wisconsin Investigators of the Supernatural. I am on Twitter, but honestly, I don't tweet often. So, I don't really advertise that. And again, I'm on our iHeartRadio. Who knew it was that easy to just copy and paste? Who knew? So, maybe that make my numbers go up a bit. It's all right. If it does, it doesn't. No big deal. Again, I think I'm up to 1,008 followers on Spotify. And again, I apologize. I don't know if it's just Spotify or if it's everybody, you know? But I will say my followers have gone up. And when this was on Anchor, it wasn't that accurate. I don't even think it showed me the followers from what I remember. So that was one nice thing about Spotify. It shows you who your followers are. Not who. But I would like to know, which I'm trying to figure out how I haven't done it yet. How can I contact Spotify to ask them where in the United States is this being listened to? Like, what part of the United States? You know, is it Texas, Canada? I don't know. Texas, Arkansas, who knows? But I would like to know the details. Now, when it was on Anchor, it did give you the more of a demographic. And it showed you, you know, California and Ohio or wherever. I had to plug in my phone. But it doesn't do that on Spotify. I gotta figure out how to contact them and ask them, hey, how do I get more of a better demographic? See, I knew I'd say it wrong. Demographic as to who's listening where. I don't know. I would just like to know if there's anybody actually in Wisconsin listening to this podcast. I don't know. It doesn't tell me. It'd be nice. If you guys know who I am, hello, Wisconsin Investigators of the Supernatural. Had to drink. My big drink. So good. Called the Electric Dragon with Boba. You guys have a Big B? Get it. Electric Dragon with Boba. Pop and Boba. So, you guys, take care. And I plan to be back next Sunday, or that's the plan anyways. Enjoy your weekend. It's sunny. Like I said, it was humid, but the sun's out now. Alright? So you guys, everybody take care. Have a phenomenal weekend. And my email is... Yeah, nope. No, not going to do that anymore. All right, you guys, everyone take care. Thank you so much for taking about 20 minutes. Well, I'd like 30 minutes out of your day to listen to my crazy ass, raw ass podcast. I highly, 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 highly appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. And this is Mrs. Paranormal signing off.